I love to think, as you move on in this chapter, of the graciousness of a man who realizes he is a servant. Peter is a servant. He didn't stick his chest out. And this is application, I know. But in verse 20, arise therefore and get thee down. Sometimes that's a very big difficulty for us. Get thee down. Realize we are servants. That's what we are. And Peter was learning this lesson, that there was a humble place before the Lord. And so he goes in, as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet and worshiped him. What does Peter do? What does he do? He could have talked about how great he was. He could have talked about what the Lord had done. Maybe he could have had reference. No. Peter says to Cornelius, Cornelius, I too am a man. It's not me, Cornelius. It's our Lord that we want to talk about. I'm nobody. I'm just a man. You don't want to worship me, but you see the grace with Peter. And then I love to think about how excited Peter would have been. I use that word advisedly. He talked with him. Ah, he went in and he found many that were gathered together. What a wonderful thing. What an opportunity. Who could arrange this? The same one that arranges things today. The grand arranger is still the Spirit of God. Again, I would say, as we said the first day, in many places he's talked about as an influence. Well, I have no doubt his influence is seen. But the Spirit of God is that person of the Godhead that is directing the affairs of you and I down here on earth. Again, corporately, in the assembly, individually, as individuals. And so Peter goes in and he finds there's quite a number of people that have come together. They were come together and he said, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company with one of another nation. John helped us with that. Peter grew up with that. It was deeply ingrained in his heart, but God has showed me. Now, that's the purpose of these young people's meetings. If I can once get hold of that, that the principles that we are having set before us are not just ideas of any of us here. They're not ideas of just the brethren. But that we will be able to say in our lives, God hath shown me. I'll tell you, that's when you're going to find stability comes into your life as a believer. Until I rest on the word of God, until I have the assurance from scriptures, beginning with the fact that I am saved. My eternal security must be based upon the written word of God. Emil told us, it can't be based on what I feel. I feel different today than I do tomorrow. It's not feelings that we're talking about. We want our lives to be based, resting on the foundation of the scriptures. Timothy, from a child, thou hast known the scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. So here, God hath shown or showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. There's a very important word that follows that. Therefore, I act every day on what the Lord has shown me. My walk, what I do, where I go, what I look at. May I say what I don't look at? May I also say what I listen to? May I also say what I don't listen to? What I am unwilling to hear, that it may be many other Christians are listening to these things. They may be looking at them. But I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and he is now the one that controls my life. That's what we're seeing in Peter. Therefore came I unto you. Look at that. Without gainsaying, without doubt, with assurance, I have come because the Lord has sent me as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore for what intent you have sent me. And I know our time is gone, but if anybody wants to make a wrap-up comment or two, I think we should start with this again, just the end of it tomorrow. If other brethren feel that way, we don't want to miss that.
So just let me kind of wrap it up. Where are we landing here? Where are we? Oh, man. What is the name of that place in verse, chapter 1, verse 1? Chapter 10, verse 1, sorry. Caesarea. You agree, guys? It's Caesarea back there? Caesarea, that's where we're landing there. So we came from Jerusalem. We saw the Spirit of God doing a work, forming a group of believers, unite them together, and then we move into Samaria, and we find a group of believers, and here is the two apostles sent by the Lord, put their stamp of approval, unite the group together by the Spirit of God. They are together now. So the Samaritan who kind of like to make their own thing, their own, you know, you make their own smoothie, right? They mix things together. Now, they can't do that anymore because the Spirit of God saying what's happening in Jerusalem, it's exactly what's going to happen in Samaria. You walk in the meeting in Samaria, the sisters are covering their head, they are not speaking. You're walking in Jerusalem, the sisters are covering their head, they are not speaking. You know what? Everything is the Word of God, the apostle doctrine, fellowship, the breaking of the bread and prayer. So the Samaritan could not mix things together and make something new. But now we took off and we went to Java and we spent some time seeing the Lord dealing with Peter. Okay? And now we are going to Caesarea. Now Caesarea is named after who? Caesar!
Caesar.
And who is Caesar? The emperor. Are you with me? He is the Lord of the Roman Empire, right? Now, did you close your Bible? Still have it open? Okay, somebody read to me verse 36, quickly, and I'll end with that. Caesar is the Lord of the Roman Empire. These are a new entity now that it has the Jews in it, it has the Samaritan in it, and now those people who belong to Caesar, then Gentiles are now joining in. So verse 36, somebody who never read ever in the life. It's your chance here. Wolfie, want to read it to me? Verse 36.
The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ.
Read on.
He is Lord of all.
Say that last. He is Lord of all. Four words. Read them loud again.
He is Lord of all.
He is Lord of all. No longer Caesar now is Lord of all because that was his title. Who is now Lord of all? The Lord Jesus Christ. So we are, look what's happening now. The changing that take place. Got the Jews out of Judaism. Got the Samaritan of the smoothie that they're making up and messing everything up together. Getting the Gentiles out of lordship of Caesar and bring them under the lordship of Christ. That's what I'm going to say today. We're going to come back again to it tomorrow. But now we are landing in Caesarea. We're going to spend some time there tomorrow. And then we're going to take off and go to Ephesus from there. So far, so good? You see how the Lord's doing the work here? But the point that we spend a lot of time on, the matter of obedience to the voice of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God in verse 19 said, forces doesn't speak. Influence doesn't speak. Living persons speak. The Spirit of God is a living person. And he said, to you and I, we need to listen. We need to listen. That's what we spent half of the time on that. Hopefully it got into our head. But we are in Caesarea. Remember that. We'll talk about it tomorrow.